Welcome to the Echo and Encourage podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Abbott, and I'm honored to have you here. This is the place where we talk about things that echo eternity and encourage everyone. Whether you're looking for powerful strategies to grow on your personal journey or the best tips to flourish in every area of your life, you're in the right spot. Let's dive into today's episode. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm Hannah Abbott, your encourager to live your best life. Can I tell you a story? Around New Year's, I was at an Eden retreat in Temecula, California, hosted by Jessica Shakir. The mornings were chilly, so I got dressed in a cozy dress. I heard the Holy Spirit tell me to change and dress up as if it was Valentine's Day. I paused, re-looked at the temperature on my weather app, and asked the Holy Spirit, "Are you sure? It's not even February yet." I obeyed and took off my cozy dress and found this red jumpsuit, these Be Mine and Love You pink candy heart earrings, and a rose gold heart necklace. I put on a long coat to stay warm and walked outside my room, dressed up as if it were Valentine's Day. A few minutes later, Jessica came up to me, took this bracelet off her beautiful wrist, and said that it was mine. She said that God told her to give it to me. It says Eden, and it's got pink hearts. I flashed open my coat, and I said, "Jessica, thank you so much. This morning, I was dressed all cozy, and the Holy Spirit told me to change and dress up like it was Valentine's Day. This bracelet completely goes with the theme of Valentine's, and I was dressed up and ready to receive the honor of wearing it." I felt impressed to share this story with you because I believe God wants you to know that He loves you so much and wants to be your Valentine every single day of your life, on this side of heaven and in heaven. On Valentine's Day, lovers love and romancers often romance. But do you understand the sacred dance of marriage and what it simply reflects? Marriage reflects how Christ loves you, His bride. The most authentic love you will ever receive is from Him, the one who created you and treasures the desires of your heart more than you ever will. God's presence is the most satisfying gift, and hearing His voice is the sweetest song. The most beautiful Valentine gift you could give Him is to seek out His presence and voice. The most beautiful Valentine gift you could receive is to be in His presence and hear His voice. I love the story of the boy Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 3. Remember Hannah from the Bible? She gave birth to Samuel. Samuel kept hearing his name being called and said, "Here I am," to Eli. After three times of this happening, Eli realized that it was God talking to Samuel and that he didn't recognize the Eternal One's voice yet. Eli realized what was happening and said, "Go back and lie down, my son. If the voice calls you again, I want you to say, 'Speak, Eternal One, your servant is listening.'" Spoiler alert, Samuel heard the Lord call his name again, and this time he said, "Speak, Eternal One, your servant is listening." Perhaps God has been saying your name, and you've brushed it off because you didn't realize it was Him. You thought your name was being called in a crowd with someone who has the same name as you. The next time you feel something in your gut, ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you on that. The next time you see a vision, ask the Holy Spirit if this is prophetic. The next time you hear a voice in your head, I'm not talking voices. If it's that, you may want to check out an episode with my friend who's a nurse practitioner in the area of psychiatry. The next time you hear the voice of the Lord in your head, ask Him to make it so clear, is this really Him speaking to you or not? So, how do you seek His presence and hear His voice? Here are some things that have encouraged me on my walk with Him, and I thank Him in advance for this encouraging you. 1, go out in nature. Look up at the stars and watch one shoot across the brilliant sky. Watch the sunset by the ocean. Breathe in the fresh air and place your feet on the ground. If you can be barefoot, even better. Ask Him to speak to you and listen. Number two, have a pen and paper ready. When he speaks, he can sure take the mic. Writing down what you hear the Holy Spirit saying will let you enjoy reveling in it and will reveal later in time that it was his voice that you heard when things come to pass, when he confirms things. Number three, play praise music. Sing to Jesus. Fill your home and space with the melody of heaven. Number four, ask the Holy Spirit if there's entertainment such as shows or movies that are dark and letting the enemy in. Number five, when you are under attack spiritually, mentally, remember you have authority over the air. Tell darkness where to flee to. Only light has a place near you. And do this in the authority in Jesus' name. Being in God's presence and hearing his voice is a gift that all the Valentine budgets in the world couldn't buy. Because of Jesus' incredible love for you, he has given you full access to enter into his presence, and he's given you 24/7 access to endless opportunities to listen to his voice and choose environments that improve your clarity and connection to him. Thank you so much for celebrating Valentine's Day with me today. Would you show your love and support by hitting that subscribe button and sharing this with someone who it would encourage? Your support is huge. Echo and Encourage reached 100 subscribers on YouTube and recently had a cookies delivered to your doorstep giveaway. We're so excited to do more giveaways in the future, and our goal is to get to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube this year. Thanking God in advance for doing that. Have a happy Valentine's Day. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Echo and Encourage podcast. I hope this inspired you and gave you a fresh perspective. If you loved today's episode, hit that subscribe button, rate, and leave a review. Your support helps this encourage more people. Connect with us on social media or visit our website for more resources to help you live your best life. See you next time.